This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday that Israeli forces had entered the second phase of the war in Gaza as they pressed ground operations against Hamas militants running the Palestinian enclave. People in Gaza had barely any communication with the outside world as Israeli jets dropped more bombs, and military chiefs said the long-threatened ground offensive against Hamas militants was gearing up. Speaking at a press conference in Tel Aviv, Netanyahu warned that the war would be long and difficult and reiterated Israel's appeal to Palestinian civilians to evacuate to the northern Gaza Strip, where Israel was focusing its attack.
Bring them home! Bring them home!
No!
Bring them home!
In Tel Aviv, relatives of hostages chanting, bring them home, and lighting candles in a vigil for those people being held by Hamas. In Berlin,
free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
A pro-Palestinian demonstration, and so it goes globally, people on both sides coming out in support. And still, there is the fear of the conflict expanding to other parts of the region. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo, Egypt among them.
Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group fired a surface-to-air missile at an Israeli drone along the Israeli-Lebanese border Saturday amid sporadic missile and rocket exchanges that have left many Lebanese worried that a war could